Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Golden Bachelor recap podcast, hosted by Mel and Rachel, best friend duo. Bachelor premiere day, did you catch that?
Yeah, January something, 20 something.
22nd, January 22nd.
I like that.
I like it too.
Get it away from the holidays. You should
just push it a bit. Just push
it back.
Bit.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Never heard Roman AB complain about it a little bit.
No, you want me to complain about it not being like the Monday after the New Year's? No, I'm not going to complain.
Also not complaining about where this Golden Bachelor finale is headed after Fantasy Suites. Toss-up.
It's a toss-up. I'm leaning one way, though, and I think Gary's leaning one way.
I do, too, and I think I might be leaning in a different way than you.
Oh, really?
I have no basis for that remark, but...
It's the age-old question, Rim. You want to go the safe route, or you want to take a risk?
Wild and crazy kids? Or what's an equivalent Nickelodeon show that was quieter and not as, I don't know.
there were none of those on Nickelodeon. We got Wild on Nick.
Yeah. We're in Costa Rica, next to a volcano for overnight dates. I will refrain from any innuendo. They took care of that on the show, big time.
Thank you.
It's down to Leslie and Teresa. Alone time with no cameras is not only for potential boots knocking, Gary reminds us, but also to have unfiltered pillow talks. He's a pillow talk man.
Yep. He explains Fantasy Suites better than, I'd say, anyone in the history of the show. Loves the idea of pillow talk. The level of communication, he says, goes way up because the barriers go way down. That's Gary.
Yeah, because the intimacy goes up when the barriers go down.
Intimacy goes up, barriers go down, communication also goes up. People forget about the communication. The intimacy goes up, sure, we know that. We know this.
Exponentially.
The barriers go down as the intimacy goes up. As the barriers go down, a third thing is also going up, and it's communication.
Communication, okay. Linear. Increase, intimacy, exponential increase, barriers, whatever, when it goes from 100 to 0 really quick. I don't know, not in a curve, but more of a cliff thing.
Straight down, yeah.
You're talking to two
that's Gary.
Graph guys, algebra guys, if that's algebra. Gary and Jesse catch up. Or should I say Jesse tries to keep up with Gary getting down, Turner, the get down Gary, man.
Catch up.
You talking boning, Palmer?
Catch up, Jesse.
Say it, young man. Spit it out. That's not what happened if you didn't watch the show, but it was pretty close. It wasn't that far off.
Wasn't that far up. No.
Leslie talk. He refers to the relationship with Leslie as an onion being peeled back. Little clues. I'm going to add up little clues for what I think his choice will be.
So you think it's Leslie, just to be clear.
No. Onion being peeled back is not necessarily a good thing. That takes work. You're making slow progress. Maybe he's not to the middle of the Tootsie Pop. He felt a shudder when they exchanged L words. I don't know if it was his or hers.
That, I don't like the sound. I didn't like the sounds of that.
More of a heart flutter is how I took it.
Yeah, man. Heart flutter at that age isn't mean carried the same meaning for me, Rim.
Yeah, not to be discarded.
Those type of things need to be taken seriously, okay?
We both felt a shudder, said I love you, went to the doctor.
Okay, it's time to head to the hospital.
Teresa talk. She's got a hole in her heart, just like Gary. Little clues.
He feels safe and comfortable with her. It depends what you think of the word comfortable, Rim.
Depends on who's saying it and how they say it.
Do you want to be comfortable or do you want to have fun and enjoy life? Experience, you know, twists and turns of life. Do you want it to be, that's how I'm taking all of this, at least. Do you want to settle down to a boring last years of your life? But...
You want to put on cruise
control? No concerns?
Or you want to be in the manual
Exactly. Do you want to
transmission?
Cruise control?
Ripping around corners?
That's the question that's being asked here.
That's the question. We also get confirmation that he did not reciprocate Teresa's declaration of love.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Off camera last week. He wants it to be, make sure it's the right moment.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, then Gary uses some descriptive words that put images in my head that I can never shake regarding his lovemaking style. There's no other way to say it. Leslie daytime, unless you had anything there.
No, they cut to a beautiful scene where Gary's soaking in a tub. Beautiful scenery. Behind him in Costa
Rica.
This
was really a stunning
lion tattoo,
location.
Absolutely fucking roaring.
When he flexes, it goes. I bet he flexes, it goes. Leslie daytime. Quick reminder, Leslie is the fitness instructor / sexy dancer from Minneapolis. She's not Faith.
Thrilling. Yeah, she's not Faith. That's a good point.
That's the reminder for AB, from me to
good
you.
Reminder.
This is not Faith from Washington.
This is not Faith.
She told Gary she loves him, and Gary said it back. Their activity is rappelling down a 170-foot cliff. To the camera, he says theirs is a connection that has grown over the last couple of weeks. Little clues. Little clues.
Is that a good clue? I don't know if you're saying these are good clues or bad clues.
Yeah, I'm turning that into an unintentional bit. Now I'm just saying that after random statements.
I don't know what you're saying.
I'll tell you. If your connection has grown after the last couple of weeks, that tells me it's newer, fresher, not there yet.
Oh, not there yet. They were already there. You're not even to the spot that him and Teresa are at is how you took this. We're already there.
That's how I took
Teresa. Teresa.
Mm. We might be. Stay tuned till the end. But Teresa was his first date. Kicked it off right.
Don't stop believing, yeah.
Don't stop believing. Mm. That don't stop believing date and the don't stop believing branding of the Gary and Teresa relationship is really hard to shake.
It's tough. Yeah. Agreed.
Leslie's afraid of heights. I wonder if Gary will comfort her and encourage her as they overcome this fear together.
Of course. They did. They got down. I will say, usually the thrilling dates, this is based on nothing, but usually if you get the thrilling date, you don't win.
You know, that has to be. There's no way that's based on any empirical evidence that you've conducted.
There's no evidence. None. But in my head, if you get that thrilling date, you're not going to win.
Formal request for Bachelor Data, if you're listening. Thrilling risky date on
this late.
Yeah, is this overnight specific?
It's got to be this late.
Yeah.
It's got to be this late. Yeah. In the when there's three people or less, if you do a risky date, mm-hmm. can you win that season? That's the question I have. In my mind, I think no. I think of that as a negative. Okay.
I love that claim.
Yeah. I love making claims that are
that's
basically
a great
nothing.
Claim.
I love
that's
it.
A really good one. That's got my gears turning. They reach the bottom of the waterfall and hug. They are bonded by accomplishing this feat. Mm-hmm. At the risk of sounding like I'm Gary's age, This lagoon portion really could have used some subtitles. The waterfall was too loud and I couldn't hear the dialogue. I didn't know what they said. I turned on the subtitles, but I mean, come on, folks, let's get some better sound mixing.
What did they say?
It didn't. It nothing important. They were just,
nothing important.
We're okay. We're big fans of each other. Then they kiss.
Well, that kind of goes with everything they talk about, Rim.
Nothing important.
No. Maybe slowly meeting
nothing important.
The final destination. Oh, jeez.
I wouldn't need to hear any of their conversations, to be honest. You could just play the waterfalls over all their conversations for all I care.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe.
They're not talking about anything.
They do it dinner time a little bit.
Not really.
He says, hey, you haven't asked me any of the hard questions. And she says, well, when was the last time you had sex? To which Gary replies with a joke about self-stimulation. Again, just more images of Gary that I didn't ask for to be put in my head. Where will they live, though, AB? That's the real question. And we have a partial answer, I believe.
No, we don't.
A partial. Well, if there's two parts, if there's two parts to this answer, one person answered it. And the other still hasn't. And that person's Gary, the second person. Leslie is not leaving Minneapolis. Her family's there. Gary, we have no idea if he's willing to relocate. I don't know why he hasn't said way or the other yet.
I have no idea what they're going to do. They have a major issue that they refuse to get to the bottom of. They're saying they're going to talk to it about it later. But that seems like something you should figure out. Not necessarily where you're going to live, but if there's any wiggle room on either side, I'm unclear on.
It's the same with him and Teresa as well.
Because that's a deal breaker.
Gary, are you willing to move or not? Are you open to the idea or not?
Are you going
to
move? Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know the answer.
I don't either. Neither do they.
They got lakes in Minnesota. They got lakes in Minnesota. Point for Leslie. Then the death, till death do us part talk got real emotional. He says if we decide to do this outside of the show, it'll be till death do us part, which is a concept Leslie has not felt in her previous marriages. The first of many letting statements fly from Gary, she says, I want till death do us part with Gary Turner. And he responds, then we will. Like, done.
Like it's
done. Say no more. Done deal.
Locked in. Lock it in.
That's what it seemed like to me.
She had some good lines in here. Every year is like Groundhog's Day on my birthday, Rim. I'm alone. She's not afraid of commitment, which was interesting for her to say, too.
No, she longs for it, in fact.
She wants his help through it, because she hasn't had that type of commitment before. So there could have been some concern. She really ready for this commitment? She is, according to her.
He offers her the fantasy suite card, and that's where they head. A second statement from Gary that's just might come back to haunt him. he reminds us that Trista is a guiding hand on his shoulder.
Of course.
She told him, find the one you can't live without, not the one you can live with. Just a nice statement he could have said and left it at that. But he went a step further and says, I think you're that one.
I do too.
Leslie, I think you're that one. You think that now.
If you're talking about who... we're talking two different people here. One of them, we consider someone you'd have live a good life with, but no fun. No thrills.
Oh, that's AB. Yep. I don't agree, but yeah.
So if you're talking about who you can live with, it is Teresa. You can live with her. It would be a great life, probably.
Comfortable.
But the person you can't live without? Who might be the wrong choice is the thing.
Well, if you can't live without them, I would hope they're not the wrong choice.
No, they might be. You just can't get that person out of your head.
I think we agree in inverse here. I think he could live with Leslie.
No, I don't think so.
Can't live without the comfort and serenity and reliability of Teresa.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I have no idea.
We're just trying to make a recap here.
I have no idea.
Anyway, I was surprised that he said that to Leslie. He kept going a step further than I think was completely necessary, but I have a take on that at the end. They do have some funny chatter about the thermostat. I like that. Mm-hmm. Going to commercial. I thought the old people jokes on this show would be rampant and distasteful. That's not the case. They're probably two an episode, and they're usually off to the side, so to speak.
And funny.
Mm-hmm. Next morning, what did you make of Leslie's disposition here?
I don't know. What did you think?
It seemed off. It sure seemed off to me.
Oh, it seemed off.
It seemed off. It seemed not good.
Well, they're tired, Rim.
They were tired.
He says not enough sleep. What was it, like 2:33 in the morning?
I'll tell you what.
Not that late.
Not that late.
Not that late.
I was unimpressed with that hour.
Not that late. I mean, you probably got in there at midnight, so you got 3 hours of talking in there.
That's it.
Once again, you guys don't talk about that much stuff. They did say they talked about everything, though.
He kept toasting to a lot of laughs and things of that nature. Just kind of like, boy, what a great time. And she was, maybe it was before she had her coffee. Maybe it was 7 a.m.
Are you saying tired. Are you saying that you saw disappointment in
Not
Leslie's
disappointment.
Face?
I don't want to imply anything by disappointment. I think something, she just seemed tepid in her responses. She was like, yeah, man, a lot of laughs, sure. Mm. And then she later compared him to an old shoe, which under no circumstances I think is a flattering romantic concept. I thought something changed here. I thought, but I could be wrong. You know, maybe she's not as in love with Gary as she thought.
Okay.
It happens. It happens in these fantasy suites.
Sure.
But perhaps Teresa being there was weighing on her. That was a transition. We'll take a break.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Teresa date, daytime. In love with Gary. She more or less confirms that he did not reveal the same thing to her during their off-camera time. What'd you think of the horseback riding activity?
I could take or leave any of these horseback rides or any of these activities. They didn't show us a lot of the dates, to be honest. But Gary was in his own head. Says yesterday was an incredible day with an incredible woman. So is today going to be even better than yesterday? Or is it going to be a huge letdown? He was unsure. I think Gary was unsure at this point who he was going to take. And I still probably do, to be honest.
He was one of the few that have acknowledged the insanity of jumping from an overnight date with one person to a date with someone else in the next morning day. And you're supposed to choose one of them to get married to.
Yep.
Sitting down, Gary, surprisingly to me, spills for how hard it is for him to split hairs in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa, I thought, sensed this is slipping away. I'm not going to let that happen. So she says, I care about you. I love you. My family loves you. I see my life with you. Holidays, families. Then, now, forever. But even then, Gary's still thinking about Leslie.
Now, forever.
I think credit to Gary for giving us truthful commentary.
Agreed. I didn't expect anything less from Gary.
It's just refreshing to hear someone be like, this is crazy. I can't believe.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I have to do this. You mentioned that Gary and Leslie don't talk about much. Do Gary and Teresa on their nighttime portion? Did you like this conversation?
I love this conversation, Rem. The connection in the conversation I wrote here is so much better, and it's not even close. The conversation is flowing. They're talking about real stuff. They're talking about if they've slept with other people. All sorts of stuff. Having laughs.
They were chatting.
Talking real stuff. Real conversation that lasted for hours and hours. Teresa's talking about she was a homemaker, then she became a day trader. Interesting stuff.
Pursuit of happiness storyline.
I don't know what exactly she's doing now.
A stack of paper. That's all. The ceiling. Well, now I stack paper to the ceiling. You wouldn't believe my gains. But that was
she's
like
not retired,
she turned a hobby.
She
turned a hobby into a career at a brokerage. So that was an inspiring
and still
story.
Does it? But does Gary want someone that's working now?
Like, she made it seem like if they get engaged, she'll quit. She'll retire.
Yeah, but someone with their eye on the money like that. Yeah, well, they say that, but they're not really going to do it.
Yeah. Wait till Gary sees some pay stubs, boy. Oh my! You bringing in that kind of scratch? Do you have any concerns that this only just now came up? Because I don't.
What her job is?
Yeah, you would think the natural reaction is, you're just now talking about this?
You would have thought they'd talk about it, but I didn't really care. There's more important stuff to talk about for people that age, I think.
And I think them having both lost spouses is a much more meaningful connection point and something they would talk about earlier and more frequently than whatever Teresa does. Gary's been retired for like 20 years. See, that shit doesn't even cross his mind. Gary ain't a working man anymore.
He didn't even think anyone was working. I've never worked. I can't remember what working's like. Never that. No. Never again.
A few other things they mentioned. There was a lot of topics covered here.
A lot of topics.
He asked her what made her want to go on the show. She said, I gave up my search for love, but then my daughter encouraged me to fill out this application. Then I met Gary, and now it's meant to be. A little similar, another similar thing to Gary. You mentioned Teresa hasn't been with anyone since her husband passed away, so she doesn't take this overnight date thing lightly. And they also discuss how they both talk with their deceased spouses regarding their decision-making and journeys.
Yeah, I noted here that Teresa has this locked up. There's no...
Stay tuned.
They have better conversations. Mm-hmm. They had that first date. We've thought she's the front runner the whole time. The show has been doing everything they can to make us think it's not her.
That's a big thing.
Along the way. Mm-hmm. It's all lining up for Teresa here. The conversation, I'm sold. I don't need anything else.
Yeah.
Y'all have your fun over there, Leslie. You two have your fun. Whatever. We got something real over here. Over here? Us? Us over here? Me, Teresa, Gary,
me and
Rim.
My girl? T? G
and
T?
Us?
I mean.
All of us? Rosecast Nation and Gary and Teresa? We're over here. There's something real going on over here.
I think it's real.
We're not having to talk ourselves into commitment over here. Mm-mm. We're stacking paper to the ceiling over here. Over here, we're doing just fine. You guys have your little rappelling down the mountain or whatever. I don't give a fuck. I'm 70. I don't want to do that ever again. What do I care? So we got the safe choice to grow old and, experience the last... your last love.
Yep.
Or someone that I guess is a little wilder is the
a little
pert. Like what's the pros we're seeing here? The conversations are bad and it's over. It's over.
Leslie, again, based on nothing. Leslie
on nothing.
Wants to go skiing in the Alps, skiing period, because she's in Minnesota, but skiing in the Alps. Gary and Teresa want to take a cruise on the Mississippi River cruise line, just sitting and
they want to take an
gliding.
Alaskan cruise, Rim. That's what they
just
really
want
to do.
Gliding casually, sitting down and just watching and stopping at the small
They want to do the things that they haven't done in life yet, and it's not thrill-seeking shit.
I agree.
Okay.
It's very strange that we think this of Leslie when there's no indication that Leslie is a thrill seeker, but that's the dichotomy we're being presented with. That's how I'm perceiving Leslie, is like the
that's
more active.
Too. Even though it seemed like Leslie hated that thrill-seeking thing they just did.
I don't know why so I would think Leslie would want to do it.
We're really probably off base here, but that's how I'm taking it, and that's where I'm sitting.
Whether or not you're off base, I'm standing next to you.
Just like Teresa's standing next to Gary, and Gary's standing next to Teresa for life.
Exactly. Gary's glad he stayed open-minded. He offers her the fantasy suite card. Overwhelmingly, yes.
Of course.
The next morning, another little thing. Might have been presentation, but they seemed enthusiastically on the same page about how well it went.
Yeah.
And not only that, Teresa admits, Gary's seen more of me now, a side of me I didn't show previously. And Gary says, mm-hmm. everything you said was a revelation. So whatever catching up they had to do, I think they did that and then some.
And Gary said, I love you. It was confirmed.
He said, I love you off camera. And I think he cherished that moment so much that he did not want to recreate it for the cameras. They want to hold on to that special time.
Mind your fucking business. When Mind it comes your fucking to Gary business. Behind the locked doors, okay?
I'm tired of people asking.
Well, Gary, you're on a TV show. We're just interested.
He draws, hey, the man has boundaries and he drew a line.
Quit yelling at us, Gary.
Yeah. He had a real serious look. It's none of your fucking business. All right?
It's like, actually, it's kind of our business.
Again,
don't be mean about it, Gary.
He was mean.
Well,
he's tired of these. We got these 26-year-old producers going like, Gary, you fuck last night? And he's like, hey. Hey, I'm fucking tired of it. Anyway, cut to Leslie. She loves Gary. Allegedly. Him choosing her would be that make her the happiest girl alive. Allegedly. But she's nervous. She doesn't know how the date with Teresa went. She likes Teresa.
It went great. I'll answer that for you. It went great. Better than yours.
Well, now are you swinging back to they were trying to make you think Teresa wins?
Yeah, I think Teresa's the winner here, and it's no question in my mind.
But there are... Is your concern that they're trying...
Oh, do you think they're tricking me again?
You're getting tricks incepted.
I don't know. They could be. They just might be. I hadn't thought about that. But yeah, at this point, it seems a lock.
He seems more comfortable around her.
It's the other way. Now I'm all fucked up.
Don't overthink it, AB.
If a relationship is too good to be true, too much of a lock on this show, it always swings the other way.
They'll swing it next. Right, they'll swing it back next episode.
Teresa
will be awkward
Leslie?
With the family. Yeah, that's what I predict.
Oh, we still got the family. Don't forget about
the family. Still got the family. Yeah, Teresa's going to be awkward with the family.
From what I've seen, I'm 70-30. Teresa.
I'm 90-10.
90-10. There's still a chance.
Oh, yeah.
That 10. We're getting tricked.
10's nothing to sneeze at.
And maybe he wants, like, no, what did someone say? Maybe he wants someone younger.
Oh, you don't want to, yeah.
The barrier.
Doesn't want to
bury
another spouse.
Yeah.
I think that was more from the perspective of the contestants who are 60 might not be. If you're 60 and you've buried a spouse, you might not be interested in marrying 72-year-old Gary. Just odds-wise.
It could go the same way the other way, though.
It could go the same way the other way also.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're all twisted around.
I don't know. I'm fucked up now. I have no idea.
No, you do. 70-30, I'm 90-10.
60-40.
When you're watching next week and Gary's daughters are like, I just don't know about Teresa,
That's when you know it's Teresa. Unfortunately, that isn't happening for 2 weeks. The momentum is going to die. Yeah. I'm going to forget everything that's going on.
Yeah, you're definitely going to call her Faith 2 weeks from now.
I'm going to call her Faith. Yeah. Yeah.
Button down, Gary. Reckoning with the fact that he told both of them he loves them?
You're in a pickle.
Someone is going to get hurt beyond what he can fathom. I watched the preview.
I assume we're getting the moment where he says, this is the worst thing. The second worst thing in my life next to my wife dying.
It's
pretty close.
Close second. Yeah.
A close second is actually nuts to say.
Yeah, that nuts. Almost.
That's too much. That's nuts, Gary.
I like cursing Gary. I like...
Cursing Gary's fun. Yeah, I like him.
Why don't
I
you
like
mind
all,
your fucking
I like
business?
All versions of Gary, but... Yeah, cursing Gary is good too.
All the each different
lion,
version of
lion
Gary
tamer
enhances,
Gary.
Yeah, enhances the other versions. The moment I'm most looking forward to, though, is
it's not that
is how Jesse handles that.
Oh yeah,
I want to see fucking Jesse, big, big high stakes moment.
There's nothing he can say. Jesse, knowing Jesse, I assume it's going to be a big bear hug.
Well, he was.
That's
he,
just
the
moment you
got to
let Gary let it out.
He's looking down. He's sitting down, leaning forward, and his head is down, and his hands are clasped, I believe.
Jesse
he's
or like, Gary?
Jesse. Well, Gary's leaning back and like letting it.
Oh, yeah. Jesse was.
Jesse's like, geez, how are we going to handle this?
How are we going to handle this, Gary?
I want to see how Jesse performs. I know what Gary's going to do. He's going to.
Are you sure?
Am I sure of what?
A nice guy like Gary.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's going to do this. It might. I think we said a while ago, he might just not do it.
No, he will. Because he hasn't liked even sending the ninth place person home and not giving them a rose. And he handles it.
He always does it.
And yeah. I think because I believe Leslie is not as into Gary as Teresa is, I think she will be understanding when she will be heartbroken, but she will be say it's okay and do the whole, you know, you gave me hope thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be tears and it'll be tough. And Gary's going to ugly cry. No doubt.
No question.
I can see it now.
Don't you think how bad he's taking it, though, could mean it's Teresa he's letting go?
If you want to twist
letting
yourself around,
letting go of Teresa
yes.
is much harder to do. An older woman who also has experienced the same heartbreak you have experienced than it would be to let go of Leslie in my head.
I agree with that. But yeah, I still think letting go of Leslie is also extraordinarily painful for him.
I don't think that'd be as painful as what he's saying. Second place heartbreak in my life, and it's pretty close to the first. That could be Teresa. I could see that. Leslie, I don't see it as much.
That's a fair point. But if that's the case, why wouldn't he just pick Teresa?
I'm 50-50. I'm 50-50.
Okay. All right.
Because he wants the fun, the better life.
No,
I think we all agree the life would be better.
No, he wants Teresa.
That's
Teresa.
What's being portrayed to us is you can have a better life.
Well, with Freddy Cat Leslie, doesn't he want to rappel down a cliff? No, I think he wants to be with Teresa. The connection's longer, stronger.
I don't know. I've talked myself into it. Anything could happen here.
Power rankings. Number two, Leslie. Number one, Teresa. Just for the record. Posterity.
I'm 50-50. I've went from 70-30 to 60-40. 50-50 is where I'm sitting because of that conversation with Jesse.
Yeah.
I think that's a Teresa conversation. Letting go of Teresa conversation. That's going to be hard. That's close to the pain I felt when my wife died. That's that type of pain.
We have some items in the mailbag to discuss. 646 area code. You guys, Gary is definitely picking Leslie. I have several pieces of evidence. Exhibit A, we never see Gary tell Teresa that he loves her. I know you think he did and they just didn't show it, but I think it's opposite. When she gets out of the limo before the rose ceremony, she tells Jesse that Gary told her that she loves him, but he didn't say it back. I think that he said it to Faith and Leslie, and they edited in a voiceover of him saying he loves Teresa also to keep the same suspense.
Well, I think he said it now. By now.
This is after hometowns.
Yeah. Okay.
Exhibit B, Faith's family basically forced Gary to say he loves her in front of them. He was backed into a corner. Whereas with Leslie, it's just the two of them on the street, and he says it as if he can't hold it in any longer. That's true.
That's true.
Exhibit C.
Heart flutter, too.
Yeah. A concerning heart flutter.
A concerning heart flutter happened.
Exhibit C, leads will often send their second pick home in third place to make their final pick easier. If you remember on Michelle's season, we were all
we
waiting to clash
all
of the Titans.
Don't even finish
between
this.
Nate
we
and
all
Joe.
Know.
Only for Joe to be sent home in third place. Only third place because of Brandon, which is what we all thought was coming. So thank you, 646.
Wait, what was the last thing? Or was that it?
I don't know. You told me to not read it, but I kept reading it and you ignored it. That was the last thing. And you just talked over it.
Well, listen. Hey, you're not going to include a point about something we talk about frequently as if you're telling us something new.
Thank you, 646.
Okay.
Thank you, 646.
Thank you, 646.
I think he's, this is from 701, I think he's going to choose Leslie, but maybe I'm just falling for the producer manipulation. But maybe that's what they want us to think.
This are these before, are these before, can you read the dates of these?
They're all before the episode. All these are before the episode aired.
Okay. I'd be interesting to see what would happen after the episode. I think both of us thought Teresa was out, obviously.
Yeah.
Which was dumb, but now most of these people are saying Leslie, it sounds like. Go ahead.
I think 701 says, I think he's going to choose Leslie, but maybe I'm just falling for the producer manipulation, but maybe that's what they want us to think. Ugh.
Yeah.
I just can't bring myself to believe he'd pick Teresa.
I have noticed there is dislike of Teresa online.
Oh.
As a contestant. They find her a much less entertaining. And I've heard she, like, disingenuous type of stuff.
Disingenuous.
She's too in love with Gary. Too quick. They don't believe it necessarily.
I pointed out that she kind of wanted to nip her daughter's questions in the bud by saying, I'm really in love at the hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. That's hard reporting from me.
That's hard reporting from the ground. I'm here to tell you, Rim. The people do not like Teresa.
Well, that's sad.
If we're talking about last, like, eight people, I bet she would come in eighth in terms of popularity.
Oh, popularity?
You could bring a bunch of more people on they would rather have Gary with than Teresa.
So a lot of Kathy's out there.
You Kathy asking, I'm telling.
Mm. Sip it. This end of the 701 is, regardless of who he picks, I think Faith was his number two, and he actually did protect her heart by letting her go before the overnight, because he knows someone else is his number one. He will let her go now rather than letting her go through the overnights and fall further.
Mm.
Thank you, 701. This is from Venla in the DC area. You moved on from this topic, but I just have to go back to the question of who would be the best Golden Bachelorette, especially because her name was not even mentioned on the last episode. It's Joan. Yes, I know. Ellen would bring a wonderful deep backstory and the comedy factor. I liked her in the middle of the show, but was put off by her since she was actually quite cold to Leslie when she was crying, and towards the end she also showed a mean side to her several times in the moment interviews.
Mm.
This is Ellen. So yes, Joan. She's a genuine, elegant lady with a big heart who has had to carry her family's pain for who knows how long, and it would be amazing to see her blossom. What we might lack in comedy, we could gain manyfold in depth, magic, and in what this show is ultimately about, hope. Thank you, Venla.
I like Joan. She's got the, lost my chance at love, my first real chance at love.
Mm.
I never put myself first.
Yeah.
We saw it firsthand. She doesn't put herself first.
Family first.
Family first. She could have been with Gary. She could be here. With Gary right now.
She might be.
She might have been.
Might have been a top three.
Yeah. But she put her family first, like she always does in life. Countless times in life she's done that.
Thankless.
When is her turn, Rim? Well, it's now. Golden Bachelor. Premiering March 12th. Yeah, really,
that's how it
is. I could feel it. I could feel where that was going.
Okay, that's
it's
all
we easy
have.
To tell that story.
Yeah, you just told it. You did the whole...
I just did it.
The whole marketing storyboard.
Now, me personally, I'm not passing up a chance to get Kris Jenner involved. I'm doing Susan. She's my first option. But Joan might be my second. If we're having to take someone from the show, which I would prefer, not to anymore. Mm-hmm. But if we're going to, I think I'd go Susan to get the Kardashians involved. I mean, you'd have them on, like, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You'd have them on their shows and stuff. It's a real, it's an opportunity for a crossover that we've never seen before.
Will it disappoint you to learn that Joan is merely 60 years old?
Yeah, that's disappointing. That is disappointing.
Yeah, wrong reasons, Jones, I call her.
That is disappointing.
773-234-7794. Thank you for all the mailbag messages.
You just can't go that low. She's off the board. She can't be the Bachelor. Once you get down to your lead being 60, then we're talking about contestants being
48-year-olds.
Like, I don't fucking want 45-year-olds on this show.
Beat it.
I want 70-year-old
Yeah, we did this.
Minimum of 60. We do this every time.
And we did this
maximum
every week. 75. Is the show
75 to 60. That's the age. If you go any, if you go anywhere else, I'm not interested. Joan is too young to be the lead, period. Sorry.
Sorry, Joan.
I'm sorry. I
Come
love
back
the idea.
In 10 years.
I told
Come back
the old story.
In 10 years.
Come back in 10 years. When you still haven't put your, I mean, at that age, she hasn't even really, it's not even been that much of family first at that point. When you're 60, it's like that, not even that old.
773-234-7794. Send us your reactions to the finale, I suppose. Or if you want to get creative, send us predictions, unspoiled, and then follow it up with your reaction. Once the finale airs, 773-234-7794. That's all we have. Unless you have anything else?
I don't think so. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
See you in two long weeks. We're off
for
Thanksgiving, just like the show.
Next week.
And we got Paradise coming soon. Thanks for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.